Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Oh, yeah. We are back. Episode 75 of Feeling Good with Duddy. This is a funky one, guys. I'm sitting in the back of my van holding up my iPhone, and I'm Zooming with my brother, who is currently on the East Coast. We'll get into that in a minute, but you guys know, this is the show that points at the world, has a good laugh, points back at itself in the mirror, laughs at itself. We're the fairest of the fair. I'm Jake B., a barber in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. I am out here in the Isle of Palms. Yes. Flew in yesterday from Nashville. Was out in Nashville for a few days with Rome.
Yeah, remind everybody what you're doing. I mean, all of our listeners know you're out there writing music, but you know, let them know you and Rome are you guys are working on some solo or not a solo project, I guess a duo project.
Yeah, we're working. We have our little side project we're doing right now. We're putting together a full album, and we're super excited about it. And man, some of these songs are coming out amazing. I can't wait for everyone to hear them. But yeah, spent a few days out in Nashville writing, and then we flew out here, landed in Charlotte yesterday, and came to the Isle of Palms. I am at a good friend Wyatt's house. He helped write some songs for the last Dirty Heads album, Supermoon. And now he's out here writing with us for the Roman Duddy project. And God, dude, he did it so right. He's got an amazing property out here in Isle of Palms with a guest house. And we're staying in a guest house. We roll in, there's food all set up for us. He has a private chef for the whole week that we're here cooking for us. And just right when we roll in, you know, he's like, there's a whole bucket full of weed over there. There's as much booze over here as you want. There's a kitchen full of food. Here's your guest house. There's golf carts out front if you want to go anywhere. Just absolutely everything you could want. It's perfect. He did it right, and we're super, super thankful. It's amazing.
Yeah. And you were telling us that, like, I mean, this is where his family lives, right? You said his sons are there. Everyone kind of helps the whole thing. And he's a songwriter. He writes songs with Zach Brown. He's written songs with you guys and probably a million other people. And,
oh, yeah. That's all.
I mean, what a life, man. So, yeah, invite musicians that you like over to your house. Have fun writing music, smoking weed, drinking beer, and writing songs. And wow, bummer, man.
Yeah, super bummer. And we got in yesterday, and we were just having so much fun. Next thing we know, it was like, oh, it's 3:30 in the morning. Holy shit. So running a little slower today. We all are. But after we record this today, then I'm going to jump out of here and go into getting into some more writing. So it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, so it is. And this is going to be a bit of a different style episode for us. So Duddy and I tried to record an episode a little while ago, and we had, you know, some technical difficulties, a lot of the recording dropping off, a lot of the volume going away. So we kind of decided, rather than try to do a full episode via Zoom, what we're going to do is release to you guys a Patreon episode from last week. On Patreon, we do a show every Monday, completely different show than this show, different characters, different storylines, all sorts of crazy shit happens over there. We're going to release one of those bonus shows in a bit, but we wanted to at least check in with you guys and say, hey, and Duddy's out there recording music. Back next week, we'll be back in the bunker doing it like we always do, a big, long episode for you guys. But Duddy was kind of complaining about something that happened on the way over there. And we do have a You Should Be Shot for you guys today. So what happened to you on your flight, Duddy?
Dude, and this happens like all the time. And I know this is a little bit nichier of one, like, you know, if you don't What? No, this happens in other things. This could be on a bus. This could be on wherever. This happens, and there's this type of person, and it just bothers me so much that you're so selfish. No one else around you matters. You're the most important thing, and everything that you want to do, you're going to do because fuck everybody else. And that's this person here. Right the second that plane gets to the dock and you hear the bing, what do? If you're lucky enough to have an aisle seat and you want to like stand up in the aisle, get your bag out, cool. You stand by your chair, you wait like you do in school when you, if you rode the bus ever and they teach you, we're going to file out aisle by aisle, guys, okay? And even kids know how to do this, but there's always the guy or girl that right when you hear bing, they get up and they start like running towards the front because I want to get out first. I don't want to have to wait for all of these people. So I'm going to charge to the front, usually making it 5 to 6 seats up before they're stopped by other people. Like, and now you're just standing in the aisle blocking the other people from getting out who you're now taking their space. They have to now sit there and just look at your butt because you're standing in the aisle right next to these people sitting down. And it's just the most selfish move in the world. And it's like, you never get to the front. They get a couple seats up and now they're standing there looking around all awkward, like, oh shit. Oh. And then they realize like, oh, okay, now I'm a dick. It's like, yeah, you are a dick. You're a dick.
Here's the thing. You might shave what 10 seconds off your flight depart. I mean, no matter what, everyone's getting out within a 5 minute
Everyone's getting
period
out.
Anyway.
Yeah, so and you, guess you what? Might, yeah.
And here's the thing: you might shave 5 seconds off your trip, but you will definitely annoy every single person around you. That's
every single
a guarantee.
Person, dude.
So
I've
what
seen.
What the fuck?
I've seen funny ones too, where people like running, like someone will be, they'll be charging to try and get up. But at the same time, the guy who's sitting in the chair doesn't see him. So he gets up and then they run into him and they almost like knock him over. You're like, dude, what are you doing? We're adults here.
At what cost are you smashing yourself?
Yeah. It's insane. It's the most selfish move ever. It's such a dickhead move. And it's just like right when you see someone do that, you're like, I know who you are. I know exactly what kind of person you are. You're a fucking douchey, selfish person.
Yeah,
like,
and what should
that's
happen
what's
to
up.
Them? They should be shot.
They should be shot. And yeah.
And here's the thing too. You said something earlier that nailed it. You said your butt is right in the front. Yeah, when you rush up onto someone's aisle and they're still sitting in their seat in an airplane, your dick or your ass is face level with them.
Yeah, it's
so
just
it's like
dude.
Come on, have some respect. Stay in front of your seat where your ass and D or P or P or B's. I don't know how short or tall, but you get it. Just keep your extremities out of people's fucking nostril zone, especially in these.
Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Trying complicated times.
Yeah. So I want them to be shot in the ankle.
Yeah. Ankle.
I want them to be shot in the ankle while they're running so that they trip and fall. Like one of those where it's like,
ooh,
hey,
I like that.
You stay there. You stay right there.
And now you're going to be really late for whatever because you have to deal with a pretty much a pretty severe really injury that you'll heal from.
You will heal from it.
Yes.
And you will also learn from it.
You will also limp forever, but that is the lesson and that's a deserved thing for the crime that you've perpetrated.
Yes.
Because if you grab your bag and rush towards the front, that's not something that someone does once.
No, that's an every time.
That's a career move. That's who you are, and you deserve a limp. All right, you should.
Okay,
be
wait,
shot.
Hold on. This is okay, and this is gonna add one to this because it's the same situation. And this person shouldn't be shot at all. And this person should be like lightly slapped on the face, just in a manner of like, dude,
come on,
sit down, because this is why they need to sit down. The person who right when they go bing. And they're in the window seat, and they stand up.
Ah,
but you can't stand all the way up because And they're just stand
hunched,
up and they realize now, like, oh, I can't go anywhere, but I'm sticking with it. I want to be like this. So then they're just like that for like 5 minutes, waiting for their turn to get out. You're like, dude, sit down. What are you doing? Fucktown, dude.
The best possible thing you can ever do is when you hear the bing, you just stay the fuck seated. Pop yes. in your headphones, listen to
it
a
podcast. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like I said, if you're in an aisle and the other person in the aisle that's across from you like doesn't stand up and you got that little room, you want to stand up. I like the aisle seat personally. I'm always aisle. And when I hear the bing, I kind of wait a second because I'm like, if the other guy in the aisle wants to stand up, cool. I'll let him stand up. And if the other guy doesn't stand up for a second, I'll stand up. I'm like, cool, I got this room right here, and I'll stand up, but I'll just wait right there until it's my fucking turn, you know? And that's okay, because I can do that. That's my seat. So yeah, that guy should be slapped in the face, just like a, hey, bud, sit down.
Hey,
you've got six minutes, clearly, till it's our turn. Why are you standing like that? It's really awkward, and it's definitely not comfortable. Sit down.
why are you creating scoliosis in your spine, dude? Sit down. Sit down.
Sit down. Just sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. All right.
So that's dude. That. That's that.
Slap. You should be shot. Anything else? Someone should be stabbed, Daddy.
No. That's
nobody
it.
Cut in line in front of you, Dad. Nothing. Nobody stole one of the biggest nugs out of the ganja bevy tray that you've been left all over the properties.
No. Everything else has been great.
Nobody got the last ganja-infused Pabst Blue Ribbon out of the many buckets iced up beverages left. All right, Duddy's having a great time. He's writing music. He's globe-trotting over there. Is there anything else, or are we just going to kick right into this Monday morning hangover?
Yeah, you know what? I got a busy day ahead of me. So, yeah, let's get into this. Like Jake said, this is going to be a little bonus of the show Monday Morning Hangover that we do for our Patreons. We release one of these every Monday over at our Patreon. So if you enjoyed this show that you're about to hear, then hop on over to our Patreon page and sign up. It not only is going to help the show keep going, but you're going to get a bonus show every Monday. And guys,
four a month,
fun,
bro.
That's four extra a month, and it's fun over there. We've created this awesome little family. There's lots of funny storylines. You're going to hear some of them here in this Monday morning hangover. So before we go, thank you guys again. I've been seeing lots of reviews and comments. And if you're listening and you haven't yet, please go over, especially on the Apple podcast app, give us a review, give us a rating. It really does help. And thank you for all the people who have. I've been seeing lots of nice comments. And other than that, I hope you guys enjoy the show. See ya!
It's Monday morning hangover show, and we're here to give you fun time.
If you want to dance morning, with me, all you have to do show, is dance. And if you want to be my friend, all you have to do is dance. Dance, dance, dance. Be all my friend to dance.
Oh yeah, it's Monday morning, the hangover show, and we're gonna have party fun time. It's an impersonation of the singer of the band, Z Germans. You get it. We're back in the bunker. Monday morning hangover time. All your favorite shows. Yeah, it's all of yours favorite show, right? Are you guys in trouble today? Are you going to be muted? Who knows? But we'll let you know really soon, because we've got the man, your favorite guy. Here he is, Duddy B.
Yeah, that's right. Monday Morning Hangover, my favorite show, your favorite show, everyone in the world's favorite show.
It's the best show on earth, hands down. Everyone agrees. It's us. All right, Duddy, we did it.
This is going to be a very good episode. I'm very excited about it. We've got so much ahead of us that I just want to get right into it.
If this episode comes out later than usual, it's because of the amount of content we have for you guys today. You're all...
Something
is coming.
Guys have been busy online.
Oh, busy. Not
you guys
bad.
Have been
not all of
very
you.
Busy. And oh, we will bad. Get to that
some of
later.
You, yeah. But what's been going on, Daddy? Just in life.
Not a lot, really.
Down week.
Kind of a down week. I had a super mellow week, which was very nice. I'm getting ready. I leave in 2 days. I leave Wednesday. I'm going out to Nashville for, I think, 4 days.
to write and finish some of these songs with Rome. And then me and Rome are also heading out to South Carolina for a few days to do some writing with a friend of ours, Wyatt, who we the Dirty Heads wrote a couple songs with for our last Supermoon album. He's got... I'm drawing a blank. There's like the islands that are like right off of South Carolina.
Oh, the Outer Banks. The
Outer Banks, I believe. Yes. Yeah. And he's like, he has like a cool studio on one of the islands.
That's going to be unbelievable.
And he owns like, apparently like he owns like a cool like little taco restaurant like right on the beach. And so it's going to suck.
It's going to suck bad. Well, here's the thing too. And the Outer Banks is one of those places where it's super insanely busy in the summer. And then like dead in the off season. Yeah. So you guys will probably have it nice and mellow and it'll be very, might even be kind of spooky and fun if there's some stormage.
Dude, I hope it is spooky. Yeah, I love spooky awesome. Shit. And you know, and it's kind of nice too when you're like in a writing session or in a studio session when it's kind of like gloomy and rainy out.
Oh yes.
There's something kind of cool about that. And then you don't feel bad about being inside all day too.
It's hard to sit in a room and play guitar and work on songs when it's like 90 degrees and beautiful outside. It feels weird, you know. Yeah, but when it's raining and gloomy, you feel like you should be sitting down writing songs.
Totally.
Same with playing video games, watching movies. Yeah. It's like, dude,
it's always better when it's raining. It's gloomy and weird out. Yeah.
Yes.
Agreed.
Of course. Please.
Yeah, but that's really it. I kind of had a super mellow weekend and week, and I watched football yesterday, which I'm sure all of you in the league did, and I'll get to that, which I'm going to start doing, which I liked. I'm not going to be doing the fantasy updates on the Monday morning hangover. I'm going to do them on Tuesday because obviously there's still a game Monday night, so there's no point in me doing it. So Tuesday, you guys can look forward to that tomorrow. I will drop that and keep everyone posted. Although I'm a little terrified because my team sucks. I'm not in last, but I'm sure heading in that direction.
It's dead last. Damn. What happens?
Well, yeah. Hopefully
we'll,
I won't.
We'll let the fans decide.
And Luke over here he thinks he's in first. I don't know. I haven't got all the scores yet from all the teams, but he thinks he's in first.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. I don't watch football, and my team's doing just great. So
your team is doing better than mine.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. I'm the best. All right. So moving along.
Moving right along,
okay,
dude.
Okay, dude. Yeah. So we were going to cut this segment because we don't like these guys.
Are you talking about the news for 24/7 guys?
Yeah. Did you have something to say before that?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
no.
I mean, listen, guys.
And they're here, and smell them.
They're stupid.
We're talking about Snake OG and BM himself, Blonde Marley.
So
you guys know them.
We don't like this episode. We were going to cut it. Me and Jake talked about it. But then we saw that you did a poll on the Bunker page.
It was a poll
and it was
online.
Like,
do you guys like this show? Do you guys not? It was unanimous.
It was almost unanimous.
Oh, it wasn't?
Because one person voted no, they didn't like it, but then they deleted that.
Oh, making it unanimous, sure.
Making, I guess, unanimous.
I guess, but
so
yeah, but
you
for
guys
a moment.
Love it. It's your favorite segment of your favorite show
on your favorite day of the week.
This is News 4247.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, tug it.
Oh, dude, sack. We are back, dude. Sick. Dude. Jake, Daddy, dude, thanks for letting us sit in your guys' chairs, use your mics, dude.
They just joking when they say that about us.
Dude, we joke with those guys all the time. We'll show up and we'll be like, hey, dudes, how's it going? And they'll be like, fuck you guys, I hate you. And we're like, dude, sick. They're Daddy. Fucking chill. They're really chill.
Daddy, thanks for letting me smoke out of your weed.
dude, he doesn't look stoked, but I think he's having fun and joking and cutting. Anyway, it's your favorite news show. That's right. You guessed it. It's me, Snake OG, and this is my partner, Blonde Marley, over here, dude. Blondie M's on the hoodles. Let's get right into some feel-good action because they did really specifically say, hurry up and get the fuck out of here. And I think they were serious. They have a lawyer with them, so, and a gun. So, anywho, they're chill and fun.
Chill.
We're going to get right into the positivity. This, again, comes to you from stonerdays.com. This is the anatomy of a perfect blunt, dude. A lot of you guys have issues. You roll a hood, it runs on one side, it doesn't smoke good. We're going to help you guys out, dude. Let's see.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
When it's not sticky for the whole time you're blasting it.
and it kind of unravels.
Oh, dude, an unraveling
kinda
joint?
Like my life unravels when I don't have weed.
Sick, dude. That's why you must puff tough and stay chiefed. You know, the rules on the gig. So, first up, dude, check your weed strand, okay? Potency matters, potheads. Paying attention to the THC content and strains of your buds is essential in finding the right amount of high for you. Not everyone wants to get blasted out of their mind. Some people want to chill a little toke. Blondie, BM, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Some people I know, they smoke there, and that's okay if you're not like a professional pothead.
Absolutely, dude. I remember one time I was younger. We were driving. We were going to the movies. Me and my friend Ryan Dave. You remember RD?
Oh,
and
D,
we stopped by
D-ski.
You were hanging out at and another RD, Ray Diaz's house, dude. And I went in there, and he rolled a joint, and he smoked it. We were going to get some hay from him, and he rolled a hay hooter, and we smoked it. And halfway to the movie theater, we were driving, and I looked at Ryan. I was like, I think there was, like, crack or something. I felt like I was out of my mind. So sometimes...
Well, there actually, like, was crack.
Yeah, I think he dipped it in crack. I've never smoked crack, but I felt like I could jump over a car. And I'm like, weed never usually does that. I remember that. I was seeing, like, one of the Terminators. Anywho, let's move on to the second key component. So obviously, dude, choose the right type of bud
choose
weed.
Choose the right for you. Some people... want to pretend like they could just smoke with anyone, Jake?
They can't.
They can't.
I've tried.
I mean, you can.
I can, yeah. But you they can. Can't.
They can't.
Sure. Anyway, the next key component in rolling a just healthy heater is the leaf. Okay? It's the leaf. This is a term used a lot today that isn't specific to actual leaf. Many stoners use this term to describe whatever smoking wraps they're using at the time. So they're saying the wrap. Some people call the wrap the leaf. We do because we're really sick.
Papers, zigzags, sticky wraps, whatevs.
Dude, fucking wrap it. Yeah, dude, just gift wrap.
Just
dude,
fucking,
whatever.
Dude.
The wrap is critical. What type of wrap do you like in a hoot?
You know, I'm old fashioned. I just like a orange pack of zigzags.
The orange zag, dude. Why
not?
They
seem to not unravel.
They never unravel. They're super thin. Lamb skin. Oh, wait. That's something else. All right. Let's scroll it up there, Lukey Poo. And Duddy and Jake D. Sick. Thanks for letting us use Luke, too. He's real chill. Dude, Luke's flipping us off right now. I think he's serious. Let's keep it. Skill matters. Practice makes perfect. Of course, Duddy. Why wouldn't it, dude?
Like with anything in
life,
the more you do it, the better you'll get. So keep smoking as much weed as you can.
Keep on rolling.
Oh.
Keep rolling. Yeah, man, keep it rolling. I love Limp Bizkit, dude.
Sex song.
All right, dude. So there you go. Keep it crispy, everybody. Keep those components and factorials in line when you're rolling hoots. Let's get into, we'd like to start enlightening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sack.
Dude, Daddy's cheering us on. I don't know if you guys heard it back there, but definitely some positive words. And thanks, Daddy. You, I think he means that's how you smoke. Hey, you just suck really hard.
Oh, yeah,
dude, that's a comp. That's a compliment. So anyway, we wanted to start enlightening you guys on sort of the ling. A lot of people say, Snake and Blonde, how do you guys talk so chill? And we're like, yeah, we're good at that. So we're going to help you guys out.
Suck.
Keywords like lit, dude, and keywords like rolling some hay. And people are like, what is that? Are they a farmer? No, we're just weed
stay
talk.
Stay crispy. What?
Stay crispy. Puff tough, dude. All cool things that we say. We're going to start telling you about sweet words in the hay world, all right? This one's babysitting, dude. You guys know you have a younger brother, sister. You want to make a couple bucks. You babysit the neighbor's kid. This is a lot like that, but it's with weed. Babysitting as a verb. When someone holds the bowl or joint without smoking or passing, that's when you're babysitting it. And this, again, this comes from stonydays.com.
Oh, that is. They say, for example, bruh, pass the bowl. No one's going to pay you for babysitting the damn thing.
Oh, the damn, dude, harsh words.
Dude, you know what's, I've heard an alternate for babysitting.
What's that?
When someone says, it's not a microphone, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You know when your friend's just holding it and he's just talking and telling you a story and you say, hey, bro, it's not a microphone.
Dude, full disclosure, dude, I've I've been yelled at quite a few times for holding the mic, dude. And that is funny because you're holding this pipe that looks like a mic and someone's like, hey, it's not a microphone. Oh, it's a Jake, pass it on. And I'm like,
I'm just tripping right now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's not a microphone. But I said that into a microphone.
Oh, sick. Yeah, dude, that was sick. So there you go, guys. And next time your friend's hanging on to it and he's just chatting or talking, or she, dude, Daddy, girls time, use the mic as well.
Most of the time, she, dude.
Sick, dude. Oh, look. Even Snake laughed at that one, dude. You made Snake laugh, dude. Sick one, BM. Mm. So anyway, moving right on to the next segment. Again, coming here from stonerdays.com. We really scoured the net for these stories to bring to you guys, dude. We do the work so you don't have to. That's right. Here's five ways to enhance your session, dude. Duddy. Ooh. Session enhancers, dude. Sick.
You mean Blonde Marley?
Yeah, that's what I mean, dude. Sick. It's exactly what I... Oh, did I call you Daddy? Because I was just looking at Daddy. All right, dude. You read the first one, Blonde. And BM, take the first one.
Different strains in rotation.
Of course. Oh, like,
is it all in thing life? Variety, bro.
Variety is the slice of life.
You smoke a bunch of indica, you get a little sleepy, you spark up some tevas, you get right back up, you're a little too high, a little hybrid gets you right. It's the Goldilocks of smoking rotations.
Dude, it absolutely is. Did you find the bed and the porridge and shit that's correct for you and you hype it up? Sick, BM. Next up.
Visit old smoking tools.
Dude, of course. Your sessions are getting boring. You're like, I'm smoking, sick, but boring. You know, dust off the old bong that you forgot was behind the couch, dude. Sick.
Six footy.
Your friend made it for you. It doesn't have full suction, but it rips.
The bowl's tinfoil for sure.
It's a tinfoil hitter, dude. Slide some ice cubes in the tray.
Smoke in solitude to enhance your smoking session.
Oh, that's another key component, dude. Smoke in solitude.
It's as simple as getting lifted solo.
Dude, sometimes do you do that sometimes? You're smoking with a group of friends and you go, I just want to mix up the high. And so you just walk into the woods by yourself.
I do it most of the time.
Yeah? Sick, dude.
But I feel like I'm never alone. Because if you do smoke solo and you get lifted high, you're always kind of got, like, Bob Marley's always kind of with you. In this case, Blonde Marley.
Yeah,
I'm always with you.
Yeah. Blondies, every time you guys are smoking heaters alone in the woods, BM's with you.
Yeah.
He's right there behind the trees.
You know when that bowl lasts just a little longer than it should? That's BM.
That's BM. Sometimes you look at the bowl and it's all black and it's just like crumbles in the bottom and then you rip it, get a full rip.
SBM.
He's there with you. That's your smoking his hair. Sack. All right. This next one is controversial, dude, but it could enhance your session and your life is already enhanced if you have one of these. This one is have a master bathroom. First of all, dude, did I skip one?
It's okay.
We'll come around to that one next, dude. Sick. Have a master bathroom. I think what they're saying is create a hot box zone.
Oh.
You got a closet, dude. Close yourself in the car. Roll up the windows, dude. Take a beefer and just get it so shady in there that it looks like Dottie trying to play on stage at fucking the show last week with the fog guy.
Oh, dude. So, sick. You know what's really nice? It's fucking dope is hot box to the bathroom with your buddies, and when it gets so smoky they can't see, just diss. Just go diss it.
BM. Is that how you got your name?
They'll be like, damn, it smells dank in here. And they'll be like, ew, you like the smell of my diss.
So this weed's the shit. All right, dude. That's sick. Last one, guys. And then we'll get out of here to bum all you guys out because this is your favorite show. Duddy and Jake, they're looking at us and they don't look happy,
they
dude. They're
us.
Flashing the light at us. They're saying, let's get it together. But I skipped one, bro. This is the most critical thing. Prepare for the stone.
Don't just
walk into a stone.
No, you can't just be stoned and not prepared. How do you prepare?
I wake up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get out of bed, or sometimes I'll just toke right there. And then I'm just stoned throughout the rest of the day, so I don't feel like I need to be prepared tomorrow. So I think the sleeping is me preparing.
Okay.
How about you?
What I like to do is I like, well, first I really clean my butthole.
Nice clean hole.
And then I get, oh, this is just for body tokes. This is how I prepare for body
tokes. Sex.
That's...
A story for another time, dude. Talk. Dude. This is your favorite, dude. So you guys know that's another beautiful week, dude. We nailed it again. We'll put out another poll, and I'm sure it'll be unani. But anyway, always remember, you guys, puff tough,
stay crispy.
Yeah, we're out of here, bro. This is fucking news 24/7. Yeah, stack.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard, Jake.
That's not going to get better.
I hate them so much. I hate those segment.
Yeah, guys, we're talking about you.
I hate
those
guys. I hate the song.
I don't like them.
Everything I hate.
I don't want to sit in this chair after Snake OG has been in this chair, dude. It's fucking gross.
God damn it.
Oh, God, look, Luke hugged him. They hugged Luke on the way. Ew, Luke, stay over there now. And
smells like a porta potty at Cali Roots in here.
Just patchouli and butt smell, dude. Just butt and patchouli. All right, dude. Let's let this place air out for a hot sec, dude.
Gross.
Ew, all right. They're moving the worst. Along, moving along,
from the
dude.
Worst segment ever into the best segment ever. That's right. This is actually your favorite segment ever from your favorite show ever. Jake, what segment is this?
It's the bunker.
What happens when a bunch of Feeling Good with Duddy listeners start a Facebook group called FGWD Bunker? Drama, fights, love, laughter, life. We're here to cover it all. This is The Bunker.
All right. There it is, sailing gently into the most intimate, romantic part of the show, the bunker, where we get in there and we get to know who we're living with in this fun little world that we call the bunker. Duddy, what has happened this week? Lots happened.
This is a busy page.
A lot of activity. We just combed through and get what we can.
Lots of really great stuff. Lots of not so great stuff.
Absolutely.
One thing that happened last week is all of our favorite photographers, he got muted.
Oh.
He posted, I'm really loving this new Oh, I didn't even say his name.
Wait, Gentle Giant, everyone's favorite photographer?
No. Moonflower Weilerson.
Oh my God, of course. That's right. Gentle Giant's everyone's second favorite behind Moonflower. Good Lord, how stupid of me. Moonflower did. He got muted. What happened? Take us through what happened there.
He posted, I'm really loving this new episode, but this week's This Song Sucks was way too short this week. Whoever ruined it for all of us should be muted.
Oh, I'm not sure who he's talking about or who he was making fun of with all those extra whys and the shortness and length of that thing.
And that's okay for him to post that because you can speak your mind. But you know what he did, Jake?
Don't tell me that Moonflower, of all people, would have done this. He knows better.
He deleted it.
Kyle, no!
And we caught him. It was violation of code B42066, deletion of post, length of mute, 24 hours. He was muted, but he's back, guys.
He's back.
He's back, and he's back to his crazy ways. He's out there creeping everyone out. We love him. Moonflower Weilerson is back.
Are people still trying to figure out who that is? Because it's some dude named Kyle that takes amazing photos,
right? I thought everyone knew. Kyle, he's a photographer. He's a nice guy.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
People think the world's flat. I don't fucking pretend. I don't pretend to understand humans anymore. Yeah. All right. So, well, what else is going on in the bunker? Because that's fun. That's light.
Muted.
Sure.
But he's unmuted. So everybody's happy, right?
All is right with the world. Sure.
But not everybody's happy.
Of course not. We can't have that.
First off, Terry Phillips says they're talking about who is the person out there muting, right? And Terry Phillips says, it's Luke. He has the force. Not even like mad. She's kind of joking around.
People are like, who's muting everybody? Who muted Moonflower? They said Luke. Well, of course Luke is, because he's
But someone was telling him to, and we'll get to that. Luke was only doing it because he had a Facebook page and he was a member,
right?
But he wasn't choosing who was getting muted. He's just being told who to mute.
Right. He does the bidding of a higher power.
The mutilator, you guys all know.
The mutilator chooses the mutings. Luke is simply the connection to the human realm down here. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there was confusion there. I get it.
So Terry Phillips says, it's Luke. He has the Force. Haha. Joe, it's all good.
That's fun.
And then Jesse says, oh, Jesse is not happy. She says, Terry Phillips, if Luke is abusing this power, Anthony, get his motherfucking popcorn revoked. Luke was an add-on admin. Both these mofos will get a time out. I think that Jesse is saying Anthony and Luke will both get timeouts. And then she says, she posts a meme of that bitchy little chick who says, catch me outside. How about that?
Okay.
Saying that not only will they get timed out, she wants to fight them, Jake.
So Jesse's the rules. It just says Jesse Rules now is her name.
Jesse Rules.
Jesse Rules is starting to get a little drunk with power. So here's the deal. Someone got muted, and then somebody was asking the question, who the fuck's muting everybody? Terry Phillips says it's Luke. He has the Force. That's funny Star Wars reference. And in fact, it is Luke. He was the one executing the mute. And then Jesse comes in. I guess, is she jealous that she doesn't have? I don't understand. There's something happening with Jesse Rules. What's Jesse's position again? Moderator. She's on moderator. Our page, right? Is that beneath Luke? Because we agree in the hierarchy of the show. Yes. She's beneath, sure. Okay, so Jesse is punching up, which I kind of like. She's swinging
at... You know what? She stated what she wanted to state.
She wants his popcorn revoked. Does that mean she doesn't even want him to be able to have fun and be a part of this? It seems like it.
It seems like it.
And then the catch me outside. Yeah, she is pissed off. And she's throwing some shit around. Okay, and what else is going
underneath
on?
Underneath that,
right.
Everyone knows Beth Hummer.
Beth Hummer.
Who we had named Best Hummer.
Best Hummer, sure.
She said, yup, you said it.
She's agreeing with Jesse Z Rules. She's saying, fuck Luke and Anthony.
As outrageous as Jesse Z Rules is being, let's continue on with Beth Hummer. Okay.
Oh, Beth.
She says, hey, she starts off kind of friendly poking.
Is she turning dark on us?
A little bit. She friendly starts to poke and she says, hey, Daddy, how's the AC in the bunker? Oh, yeah. You never got it.
Okay.
Cry emoji. Okay.
She said she'd put AC in our bunker a while ago. And it didn't happen.
And that's fine. That's a funny pokey poke.
She got it. And she's right. She's right. She did. Okay. It's
cute. But she doesn't stop there, Jake.
I'm not mad at her. Oh, okay. There's more.
Scroll up there, Luke. Oh, she goes on to say, hey, Luke, you suck at your job. You should be muted as best, or you should be muted as admin. And then she signs at the bottom, Best Hummer. Well, we have a new name for you. It's Chest Bummer, okay? Chest Bummer goes on to say,
you have to change your name everywhere to Chest Bummer now, or we are mad at you. So she's turning full heel, dude, and, and a lot of vitriol being thrown at Luke over here, who's just doing what he's told.
She does not like it. She's unhappy, and she is speaking out. But before I get in to these next things that she has said, Jake,
she's continuing on with more attacks,
but she's attacking somebody now.
Oh no.
And you know what, we actually have that somebody here. Shall we bring him on, Jake?
Okay, I'm seeing what's on the screen now. I am on page with you now. I know who you're talking about. I see him pacing around in the corner, and I say absolutely yes, because I see what she wrote now. See it, right? Luke has popped it up for me, and yeah, this person might want to answer for themselves finally. So sure, yeah.
All right, everybody. Beth, you brought this upon yourself. Everybody, say hello to the Mutilator.
Oh, yes. Mutilator here. Sure, thank you for having me on the show, boys. Jake, appreciate you letting me have your seat. Duddy, good to be here.
Mutilator?
Yeah.
Have you.
Thank you.
You mind if I... Can I call you Mute?
No.
Okay, Mutilator?
No, sure.
Okay, you know what? Before we get into this... Just let everyone get a little background on yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Mutilator, guys. Let's see. Started speaking later on in life, hence the whisper. A lot of silent early years. Grew up in the forest, raised by salamanders. Around 1994, I heard a No Doubt song on the radio, Don't Speak. I immediately identified with it. I love No Doubt. And through a Pandora page and my No Doubt channel on Pandora, I found the Dirty Heads, became a big fan, and reached out to Duddy many years ago, and we've just kept in contact, and when I, he knows that I like to mute people online, and that just made sense. And he invited me here to the bunker in exchange for me basically guarding the bunker. I mute people online. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's me.
So yeah, we love having him here.
Thank
he's you. You know what though? The mutilator now sleeps at the bunker.
Let me stop you right there. I don't sleep.
You don't sleep.
I don't sleep. I simply, I pace around in circles and I monitor the internet. And if anyone or anything tries to break in, I have sex with it.
anything?
Yeah, sure. Anything that's trying to get into the bunker illegally, I have sex with it as a punishment to whatever that was.
Okay.
Gentle Giant's been breaking in quite a bit lately.
That does not surprise me, Mutilator.
Yeah, he and Luke broke in drunk the other night, sure.
Oh, wow. That's why this place was a mess when I got here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that we know a lot about the Mutilator, Mutilator.
Yeah, so I hear somebody, you wanted me to address something. What happened?
Yes. One of our very own bunker, residents has said this. She said, Mutilator, how the fuck did you get that job?
Oh.
Where's your application?
Who said this?
Beth Hummer.
Ah, Beth Hummer.
And then,
sure.
And then she says, I'm so tired of these fake-ass accounts. There, I said it.
Oh, fake. Well, I assure you, I am not fake. In fact, I just told you. Learn how to speak at a later age. Raise my salamanders in the woods. Don't speak. No doubt. Pandora. Dirty heads. How would I know all that stuff if I was fake? I assure you that I am real. Late to the internet game, sure, as far as a Facebook page. I've been muting people on MySpace still. I didn't know that there was any... Right. I never said I was a technological genius, but I am here. I am on Facebook. I am very real. And to prove just how real I am, by the time Beth Hummer, or what was it, Daddy, you said something.
Chest bummer.
Chest bummer, absolutely. Oh, what's that? Jake wants to say something. Mutilator, I found... Is that your shit in the corner? Oh, yes, Jake. I'm sorry, is there... I didn't know where the bathroom was. There's two of them. There's one in the corner and one out by the... right. I thought those were closets. My bad. Never do it again. Can you go clean it up for me? Sure, I already did. And I got some on my hand. I'm not going to wash them. Okay, get out of here. Back to this. Duddy, I'm sorry. What was going on again?
Well, chest bummer... She said, how the fuck did you get that job?
Oh,
where's your
application?
Right. And then she said she's very tired
chest
of these fake-ass accounts.
We'll find
so
out.
She says, how did you get this job? And she also thinks that you're fake.
Yeah, not fake, very real. Chest bummer will know just how real I am because she is, in fact, muted. Yes, by the time she hears this, she shall be on a mute. And because of her multiple transgressions, we will jump directly past the 24-hour into a 48-hour muting. Is that possible, Luke? Yeah, I'm still used to MySpace. You can do a 48-hour muting for Chest Bummer, and I hope that everybody makes fun of her a lot on the page. That's what I hope. Anything else, Duddy? Keep reading?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. I think someone's trying to break in right now.
Someone's trying to break in? All right. That's Gentle Giant. I gotta go, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gross.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm back.
So there it is. You heard it.
Yeah.
From the man himself, the Mutilator. He's here, and he's here to stay, guys.
He lives here now.
He
we just said,
here.
Fuck it, dude. Just stay here. Once we started muting people, he had to come in on Mondays anyway. He does not have a house.
No, he
never
lives
has.
Here, and apparently so does Gentle Giant.
Yeah. Gentle Giant lives far away too, so he's going
Jeez.
Out of his way to really come here and hang out, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Quotations with the Mutilator, sure.
Okay.
Anyway,
but Jake, it doesn't stop there. Doesn't stop there.
Yeah, there's more.
Okay, because it's one thing to get a little upset and post like what Chess Bummer did. Look. A 24-hour mute, that's a poke, that's like a, 48 hours, right?
And Jesse's
okay,
rules, I guess we decided we're gonna
let her
off the hook.
On this one.
She's pushing it, dude.
She's
right?
Yes.
Our eyes are on her.
The Mutilator has told me that he's watching.
Mutilator!
Get over here.
I'm watching her very closely.
All right.
Yeah.
So I lean over. The Mutilator loves my chair.
Yeah.
It's harder to get to Duddy's chair. He takes my chair. So Mutilator's watching you very closely, Jesse. And so Jesse Z Rules is off the hook this week.
She's off the hook this week, but
Chest Bummer's muted as shit.
Chest Bummer's muted 48 hours.
Someone else pushing some luck.
But here's the thing. We love Chest Bummer, who can very easily come back to Best Hummer. She could get back there very easily.
We don't hold grudges. No, people get punished. They totally deserve it. And then come on back as soon as you realize you're dead wrong.
But there's, I think we may have pushed a little too far with someone, Jake, because Dorian Wise.
Oh, it's Dorina.
Oh, Dorina Wise.
Dorina Wise.
Sorry, I read that wrong. Dorina Wise, Jake, this is what she has to say. She says, when feeling good with Duddy felt good, the early days, before laughing at others was how they felt good. Post-Rona vibes just don't feel as good. The four agreements seems to have been forgotten. Where the fuck did cheese go? And what she's talking about is on the very first episode we did, which now will be 74 episodes ago, she said to read this book, The Four Agreements, which I've read twice, actually. It's an amazing book. And yes, I recommend everyone go and read that book. But if you actually read that book and you actually get what it's telling you, this post would make no sense. And Andy, Pip and Tomlin actually defends us. She says, it's all in good fun. You don't have to listen. This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what the book says. You don't have to listen. No one's forcing you to tune in. Friends bash on each other all the time, and they remind me a lot of my inner circle of guy friends. That's how we show our love for each other. Everyone's different. Not everyone's the same, and you have to see the difference in people and know that everyone will have differences, but you see parts of what you enjoy in people and yourself, and that's what the book's about. It's all in there. But she says, but then in response...
Well, let's talk to that first. Okay. So Dorina Wise is coming at us saying, you guys have changed, now you're not being nice anymore, and I guess whatever, you guys are being mean. And yes. Yeah, look, sure.
Sure.
We're taking a hyper-comedic approach, and we look at things negatively because it's not funny to say a flower is beautiful. Funny to say that a flower looks like a piece of shit, and here's why. That is how you create humor in Duddy in our mind. We grew up watching Eddie Murphy. We grew up watching.
Yeah.
It's you completely.
This is a comedy podcast.
A comedy podcast, right?
We've realized, and we've even talked about it, that we've realized we don't want this to be a interview podcast where we want to have fun. We want to be ourselves. We're going to talk some shit. We're going to walk the line. Sometimes we're going to cross it, mm-hmm. but we're always going to be there having fun, and it's all in good fun.
The easiest thing on earth is to do an interview podcast. We get someone else to come sit here and we just ask them about their life, and Duddy and I do next to nothing, right? But we, you know, because of the coronavirus hitting and us, you know, not really being able to get people in, and from us taking the show from the studio to the bunker, we kind of realized, like, no, our goal is to make people laugh. We love laughing, and we love laughing at people talking shit. And so, yes, you're right. You're not wrong, Dorina. It has gone down a lot of a shit-talking route, but it's really not that far off from what we started at. And Cheese will take a shit on your front porch if he could. He's just as nasty as us. He's probably done way worse than Duddy and I ever.
Oh, he is for sure done way worse than I have.
We've been talking about shitting and handshaking with shit on hands and lying and being assholes and pricks and pieces of shit since day one, and we continue to do that. So anyway, Duddy, sorry. Continue on. That's okay.
And yeah. Look it.
That's fine.
Dorina, that's okay.
If this show becomes
something that's not for you, dude, I completely understand, because this show is not for everyone.
No.
And if it's not for you, totally okay. I'm sure there's a million other podcasts out there that you would enjoy. And, you know, we would love for you to stick around and hang out with us. But if it's not for you, it's not for you. And we wish you the absolute best. No hard feelings. But she goes on to say, I can honestly say that I will be canceling Patreon. That's okay. Won't follow or support the podcast, leaving this group, and might stop DH altogether. Meaning she's just going to stop even listening to the Dirty Heads. Very sad Duddy became like everyone else instead of remaining unique. That's it's just so weird. Far. Like it's this such an overreaction.
This is a weird time on Earth where everyone thinks that they're that everyone else has to be uniquely interesting to them and what they are into. And if it's not a direct missile hit to the dead center of their themness, then you've left the house and must be. It's like
I'm sorry that
Duddy's nuanced, guys.
Darina, like I am sorry that you're not enjoying the show anymore, but. What I have learned in life is that you will never do something that pleases everybody.
Of course
you just
not.
Have to do what you know is right for you and hope for the best. There will always be some people that are upset. There will always be some people that are happy, and that's just how life goes with anything.
Roll up.
Yeah.
My boy Josh.
What?
Josh hit her with the "that's petty." I agree with that. Yes. That's gnarly, dude.
And then Andy says Dorina Wise or petty mayonnaise.
damn.
Well, it's just crazy because it's like you don't like the podcast, so you're gonna stop listening to the Dirty Heads, and why I changed and became like everyone else. Well, then this is the thing where it's like that. It's just what you touched on, Jake. Yeah. It's like if this podcast isn't exactly what you want it to be to make you happy. So now you're mad at us where it's like, we're just making this podcast. We're having fun. A lot of people really seem to be enjoying it. And, if it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's okay. Go listen to
these are the realities of the bunker. This is just like the real world.
This is just like the real world.
She has a real issue with us. She's not wrong. Our show's completely changed.
Totally.
But she is overreacting.
It's a bit of an overreaction.
Darina, we love you. If you want to hang out with us and keep laughing as we talk shit, come on down. But if you don't,
bye.
All right, dude. So that's where that is. Anything else? Dude, the bunker's been lit up. Dude, we had a visit from the mutilator. Someone is going to be muted. They're going to listen to this episode. As soon as they hear it, they're going to go, oh, no, I have, in fact, been muted. And the mutilator is real. Yeah. He was on the mic, and it was obviously it was him. And then, so what did we go over then today? We had Moonflower got muted, and Moonflower came back. We're so happy.
Yes. Jessie got upset.
Getting a little bit hot in her britches, dude. She might get muted soon. Chest Bummer.
Fucking crazy.
I mean, it was Best Hummer, and she became Chest Bummer, and now she's muted on this week.
Maybe she'll think the mutilator's real after this.
Yeah, pretty fucking real now, huh, motherfucker? Yeah.
We said all right, bye.
And then we said... Darina
Wise.
Darina Dumb. Get it, Darina Laugh. It's funny. I'm stupid too. Okay, bye. And then Kimmy had a tattoo. All right, dude.
This is the bunker.
That was the bunker.
That was a great episode, Jake, but something weird. There's something weird. I felt like just something like might be missing.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, we did the bunker. That was it. We got it. But I'm like, what did we forget? Like when you leave the house, you're like, do I have fucking socks on? What did I forget?
You have that feeling where you're like, something might be missing.
Oh, that's right. This is the new segment called Might Be Missing. All right. Hello, everybody. And thank you for tuning in to Might Be Missing. Lacey McDonald was a very avid poster on both Patreon, Facebook, and even Instagram. That's more than two, I realize that. Lacey McDonald posted good things, she posted bad things, but she was always there. Last week, Lacey put up a poll asking if Duddy looked sad on the Dirty Heads live stream that previous weekend. She voted that he did look sad and then erased her vote, whereafter she was muted for a period of, how many days was it?
24 hours.
24-hour muting by the mutilator. Since this muting, we have not seen Lacey McDonald. No posts. Nothing on Patreon, nothing on Facebook. Silence on Instagram. We looked at the deletion. We looked at the deletion rate on Patreon. Did not see her name. As far as we know, she is still, in fact, a Patreon member, however silent on all fronts. We reached out to a couple of Lacey's closest friends online to ask if they've seen her or have any information as to her whereabouts. First out, we reached out to Jesse Z Rules.
I'm upset with Luke.
Then we reached out to everyone's favorite, Kimmy Simonian.
Hey, do you know Jared?
Me?
Yeah, do you know Jared?
No, I work for Might Be Missing.
Can you give me some of his sheets?
After that, we reached out to Donna Rivard.
Oh my God, guys, have you heard the Monday Morning Hangover? You guys, I'm in the comments below. Oh my God, it's my favorite episode. I love you guys. Did you guys hear what they said? Did you guys hear who got mutilated? Did you guys hear about the mutilator? Did you hear what they're doing in the bunker?
With
did you hear
no
about
leads you whatsoever
you guys,
to go
guys,
on,
guys,
we've decided
guys.
To continue looking. This is Might Be Missing, Lacey McDonald.
Don't know if that was good at all.
That was perfect.
Was it?
good enough that we're gonna keep it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fuck, that's happening. All right.
Okay, guys, what a fun episode we've had so far. This has been a long morning, and we have to get to this Wednesday episode. So I'm only gonna answer a few Q&A questions now. And then we got to jump right into recording this Wednesday episode. But let's get into it. Hit that Q&A.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. All right, here we go. This has been such a great episode, Jake.
I have douche chills running through my spine from the fucking last.
Why did Jesse Z Rule sound like a ghost?
I don't even know, dude. I don't know. I didn't know she sounded like that.
Okay. Maui Wowie says, Duddy, I noticed at the Del Mar concert that you were rocking the Electric Taylor. Will you be finishing the drive-in tours with it exclusively or switch it up with the Ernie Ball? Actually, no. I played both Ernie Ball and Taylor on those drive-in shows. I've been playing that Electric Taylor for a long time. It's a T5. Look up a Taylor T5 guitar. They're beautiful. They're awesome. When we do the sit-down acoustic shows, I'll use a full-body guitar, like a full-body acoustic. But on the stand-up shows, I like to use a T5. It's small. It's like almost the same shape as like an electric guitar would be, as thin. And there's like no feedback from them to get it up over those loud drums. So I love that Taylor T5, but I've always been using the Ernie Ball electric as well. I use the Cutlass model of the Ernie Ball, the same one I gave to Brian Ball, who won. Also, do you use a specific guitar pedal besides volume that you always need on stage for electric sets? Dude, I have so many pedals. My pedal board is like 13 pedals on it. But my pedal board is also split into two segments because some are just for my acoustic, some are just for my electric. I've got lots of pedals on there. I use a delay a lot, obviously a reverb. I have a whammy pedal for when I do like the solo and silence to get up the octaves. I've got a overdrive pedal. I've got a tremolo pedal. I've got lots of stuff on there. Wah pedal, all sorts of things. It's fun. I love doing that. And then it says, Jake, what's your strongest skill, surfing, skating, or cutting hair?
Oh, cutting hair at this point. Yeah. I mean, people will pay me to cut their hair. Nobody's paying me to do those other two things. I'm just okay at those other ones.
Patrick Lynch says, were y'all Sega or Nintendo growing up?
Nintendo.
For sure Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we actually ever had Sega. We had friends that had it, so mm-hmm. we would definitely play it, and it was fun, but we always had Nintendo.
Dude, I have so many Nintendo memories. I have memories of like our dad came home with the TNC surf game one day.
Yeah,
we lost our mind.
Lost our shit.
Playing Super Mario Brothers like for almost an entire
Zelda,
day without stopping.
Gold Zelda came
Gold
out,
Zelda blowing like, in it. Nintendo's the shit.
Yeah. Le Mapunista, Lindsay, says, if you could adopt one personality trait from someone you know, what would you take and from whom? I think I would probably take it from my son. He is just, it seems like he's just always in a great mood. It's just he's always in a freaking good mood at all times. And he always is like, very optimistic about any situation. Like me and my wife were dying the other day. She goes, hey, Jack, you have to go to the dentist tomorrow. And he goes, yeah, yes, I love the dentist. Like, what kid says that? And then my wife actually had video of him in the dentist chair with the biggest smile on his face ever. He was so freaking stoked to be there. It was like, dude, amazing. Amazing. Who likes the dentist? Nobody.
Nobody, yeah. You can be fine. Like, I don't mind the dentist. I don't mind it,
but I'm
like,
not like, woo!
Especially not a kid.
Yeah, he loves it.
I don't even know. I'd have to think about that one. I don't want to, like, just pull something. I mean, there's a million people that I'd let, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone's got something that's great about them. I fucking don't know one to call out right now.
All right, let's do one more because we got to get on this Wednesday episode. So one more. Wait! You didn't answer my question. There's no time. Sarah Heckert says, what is a restaurant you refuse to eat at and why? And I will say right now that it's because I've eaten there a couple times, always in a lot of times when we're traveling, we have days off that are in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And it's more of just you're stopping because the driver has to sleep. When you're on tour, you have a bus driver and you have we also tour with a couple like semis. So we have like four drivers that are on tour with us and they're only allowed to drive a certain amount of time and then they have to pull over and sleep for 8 hours. It's the law. And their mileages and their hours are monitored. You have to do it or you will get fined and they will get fired. So sometimes it's like, okay, we're going to get here at 3 p.m. and we're going to leave at 1 a.m. So you're just in the middle of nowhere, parked for the day at a hotel, and the only thing in the parking lot will be in Applebee's. Okay, Applebee's sucks so bad. It just sucks. That's all I got to say.
Applebee's does suck. Yeah, so I do have one like that. I was on tour with Surround Sound. This was like maybe the last year we were touring, middle of the night, pulled over for gas. There was a Taco Bell in the gas station. Oh. I'll never forget. I ordered a chicken burrito, got back in the van. We start driving away. I open up the chicken burrito, and it was like unwrapped burrito with half of whatever was inside of it splatted across. It looked like someone put the meat on the burrito and threw the fucking burrito at the wall and then wrapped it up. It was such an, it looked like a paintball gun had shot the shit. And I just looked at it and had this moment where I wrapped it back up, put it in the bag, have not gone back to Taco Bell since. That was 2013, I believe, when this happened. So that's that little story. But I do have this. There's a place called Hot Off the Grill in Huntington Beach. Now, food there is good. I used to go there a lot. It was a good spot to go after you surf, go there for breakfast. It's like a grill, just so you know. So one day, I went with a group of friends. We're all in line. We all want breakfast. At 11 a.m., breakfast stops. It switches over to whatever, something else. Could even have been 10:30 a.m. That's not the point. The point is we were in line. I had been in line for fucking 10 minutes by the time I got up to the counter. All three of my friends that I was with were in front of me. They all three ordered breakfast. I then walked up to the counter. I ordered my breakfast. And the chick said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And I'm like, what? I'm like, all three of my friends just ordered French toast, eggs, pancakes, everything. I go, they were right in front of me. I go, I'm eating with all those guys right there. We're at the same table. It was the type of place where you walk up, order, then go sit down. They bring out your food. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Breakfast ends at 10:30, you know, or 11 or whichever one it was. And I look down at my phone and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It was like 10:30. It was that time. And it was like, I guess it's been 8 seconds since the clock shifted over. And she literally goes, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, and I go, really? I go, all my friends just ordered breakfast. Yeah. Can I just get the
breakfast?
You're
going to be cooking their
breakfast. This place was a block from my house. I'd eaten there 200 times. And then she goes, hold on, let me ask. And I'm like, this is insane. Like the people in line were kind of looking at me going, what the fuck? And I'm like, I know. And then she turns around. She's all, can we do? And then she turns around. She goes, I'm sorry, breakfast is over. She would not let me order breakfast. So I just said, I'm good. And she's all, you don't want to order lunch? And I go, no, I wanted breakfast. And I go, I'm okay. And I sat down with my friends and they were just like, this is fucking unreal. And then I've never been back there again and never will. I was just like, what the fuck are you? So anyway, that was such a little moment where I was just
Dude, you've got to be kidding me. Dude, yeah. Shit like that. But look it. Lesson learned, dude. And no, it's not like you went out of business because this, but sometimes you just have to use common sense. And you got to move along because of that stupid little fucking thing, you lost a customer forever. Life.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even want them to go out of business. It's no, a good place just for me.
It's just a lesson learned. People.
Fuck you.
Sometimes you have to go, yes, okay, 10:30 is when we stop, but obviously this guy's been here since 10:20. He was
in line.
Friend, I'm going to let him do it because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Dude, it was one of these two. I remember I was with two friends and like the girls we were dating at the time. And we had, you know, it was one of those things where we like partied the night before or whatever. Thing. And I remember we were hungover. We wanted breakfast. Yeah. We woke up and we cruised over there and I was just like, I was so heated because, I wanted to eat anything.
But the point.
I couldn't. No. On principle, I could not. So yes, Sarah, there's a restaurant I refuse to eat at, and that's why.
And you know what? I will now never eat there either.
What's that? Wait, the mutilator wants to say something. That's unacceptable. Yeah, we all agree. All
right.
Back to your corner. Don't shit there.
We got to go.
We got to get the fuck out of here,
Jake. F off Blonde Marley. F off Sativa Steve.
You guys stunk up the whole place. Your show sucks.
Oh,
mutilator, you're
man.
Cool. All right. See you guys.
Doriana or whatever your name is.
Bye.
It's Monday morning, hangover show, and we're here to give you fun time.
If you want to dance with me, all you have to do is dance. If you want to be my friend, all you have to do is dance. Dance, dance, dance. Be my friend to dance.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.